wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crackin' like? And this is the Big Boss Dog. Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom. What you gon' do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy. Big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
John Jay and Rich, it's Wednesday. I was driving this morning going, holy crap, this week's just flown by.
I know.
Wednesday.
I'll take it.
May 31st, 2023. Does that make tomorrow June 1?
It does.
Or the 32nd? Dang, man. Dang, years flying by. 877-937-1047 is our phone number. You can call us anytime. By the way, I had the weirdest thing happen this morning. It actually happened last night, and so I knew it was going to happen this morning, but my garage broke, and I can't get my car out of the garage.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that hilarious?
How did it break?
I don't know how it broke, but like I pulled my car into the garage. My wife was driving behind me. And I pulled my car into the garage. I mean, she was like 5 minutes behind me. So I pulled my car into the garage, closed the garage. And I went to try to catch up on Succession. And I had this moment of peace for 30 seconds. And all of a sudden, there's a pounding on the kitchen door. And it's my wife and my son. They said, garage door won't open. It's broken. We saw it just slammed down when they were trying to.
Ah.
And I was like, okay. So I went, and it's my wife and my son. They said, garage door won't open. It's broken. We saw it just slammed down when they were trying to.
Ah.
And I was like, okay. So I went out there and I couldn't, you know, you pull that little red thing.
Yeah.
It's like locked down. It won't open.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So I had to get up this morning, go through another garage door, and then take my son's car into work today.
You're lucky that was outside.
I know. Well, it was either that or my wife's car too. But I was like, it was just weird. Like, so she's got to call the garage company. She called the garage company yesterday, but she was very, it's not an emergency. I'm like, well, I can't get my car out.
Like, kind of.
Like, I just can't.
She's nice in every situation. Don't worry, but we can't get out of our house.
Yeah. I can't. My car is stuck there. So anyway, it's started off the day a little different. And then, so last night I was coming home from my son. My son Dutch played summer ball. He's on his high school basketball team, right? So, they start the summer league right now. So, he had his first game in 18 months after getting injured, right? And he played about 4 or 5 minutes, got 11 points. Great game.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, it was epic. It was epic seeing him play. It was so much fun. And he had one of those moments where he went up for a layup and he fell. He went down, like, hurt. You know, like he's
You're
just
like, not again.
Yeah, did it just freak him out, though?
Freaked his mom out. I was right up to go get him. Like, because I've done that twice already, because he's got hurt twice.
Uh-huh.
I almost got up from my seat, ran over to pick him up. Meanwhile, I mean, if I would have done that, because he got up, shook it off, and kept playing.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay. You're like, okay.
Yeah. I'm taking you to the hospital. Yeah.
I know how that is, though. It's like you go up after an injury, and it's like you lose your breath for a little bit. And even as a player, like, you get kind of scared. And then you get up, you're like, actually, that didn't hurt. I'm good.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
what
keep
I
going. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, so that's I just gave you the parents' point of view, the kids' point of view, and now Peyton's a coach, right?
Yeah.
What's the coaching like in high school?
Yeah, so I coach high school girls basketball varsity, and we actually had our first day of summer ball yesterday at practice. So we have, like, a bunch of incoming freshmen coming in that are practicing, and they have this little, like, ongoing bit between all the freshmen, and it kind of annoys me, but it's kind of cute because it's, like, they're obviously, like, trying to build a connection. I'm like, whatever. I'll let you guys clown me a little bit, but they call me Coach Lauren. And my name is not Lauren. There is nothing Lauren about my name. And it irritates me only because you guys know I'm obsessed with the show Power. Mm-hmm. And there's a girl on Power, and her name's Lauren, and she's a rat on the show. Like, she like, tells. She has a wire and everything. And so I'm so annoyed that this girl, Lauren, like, she's light-skinned like me, has the curly hair, and then, like, I just feel like they're calling me her. And it annoys me. Yeah. But they probably have never seen Power or heard of Power in their life.
It's not from Power.
No,
Lauren for them.
They looked at me one day. One of them accidentally called me Coach Lauren because they didn't remember my name. And then they stuck with it. But me, in my head, I'm like, they're calling me Lauren because of the show Power, even though they've never seen Power before.
They're probably watching Succession. They probably calling you Shiv.
Probably.
Coach Shiv. By the way, I see the other day you said something about you don't like to wear makeup, but it looks like you have makeup on right now.
I did put a little bit of makeup on today. I had some blush. I have some blush on, and I tried to do my eyebrows. I don't think that worked out for me.
They look
but
good.
Thanks.
I think they look good.
What do you mean you don't like your eyebrows? What happened?
I don't know, because, like, my eyebrows, like, they're sisters. They're not twins. Like, they are not perfect by any means, and I really struggle with my eyebrows, and I got this new, like, eyebrow flick pen where it's, like, supposed to make it look like the real hair, and I tried it this morning, and I don't know how I feel.
But I think you look good.
Ooh, thanks.
I was actually noticing that just when you were talking before you even brought it up.
Well, thanks. That makes my day.
But then your cheeks are all pink.
Well, yeah, I have a little bit of blush on.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking two of my high school girls that graduated this last like week or whatever. I'm taking them out to brunch for their little graduation present for me. So I got a little bit dressed up because they be all in their phones and posting pictures and stuff, and I can't be looking ratchet in front of them. Me? Yeah. Well,
because you said something about it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Something's going to cost me a lot of money?
Taking them to brunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to run me up. I already know.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to Sugar Jam. Is there been a Sugar Jam?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's that?
Whoa. Is that like the chicken and waffle place?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen their pictures on Instagram. Local mom and pop shop. I've DM'd with them before. They're in Scottsdale.
Yeah, they're in Scottsdale. And I guess it's like supposed to be super lit. A DJ in there. It's like kind of like club vibes in a way. I'm like, all right. So I'm take two 18-year-olds to Sugar Jam today.
The food there looks so good. It's like the most ultimate comfort food, southern food. Chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like top notch.
Yeah.
I've been afraid to go there.
Why?
Because I'll eat too much. And then every time I go to a place like that, like Lolo's, it's like a competitor to Lolo's. Yeah. But it's like every time I go to Lolo's, I eat so much. I'm like, I can't come back here again. But I need it about once a year because I love the Kool-Aid. I love the macaroni and cheese, chicken and waffles.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Scrambled eggs. It's just fantastic. Well, anyway.
That'll be fun.
I know. Now my stomach is growling.
I know.
What made you pick that place?
Actually, one of my seniors picked it. She was like, I was like, pick where you guys want to go. And that's where they picked.
Dang.
And I was like, you didn't want to go somewhere on our side of town? Because guess who's going to have to pay for that Uber to get them out here? Me.
You're a good coach.
So they're meeting you here. Well, now, how come you're taking them out?
Because I don't know. I just feel like it's a nice thing. I really like them. Like, I really adore them as young women. And I just feel like it's kind of like, I don't know. I just want to have some time with them a little
That's
bit.
That's nice. Cute. So they graduated already?
They just graduated like last week.
Oh, and they're like going to college?
They're going off to college, going to be big girls and all that kind of stuff.
Look at you, mentor.
I know, right?
Wow.
And they still want to have something to do with you. That says a lot for you.
Yeah, I think they think I'm kind of cool, maybe.
You are. You are kind of cool.
That's probably why I'm doing the brunch. So they can validate me that
Except
much
when
more.
Except when your Apple Pay gets declined.
Exactly, right? I'll be like, wait about that.
You've got questions, and we have four unqualified people to give you answers. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
I haven't seen Ted Lasso, the new episode. It's supposed to come out on Wednesdays today, but it usually comes out on Tuesday nights or whatever. And it just consumed my timeline. It's supposed to be the last episode ever, right? The whole season finale, series finale. And I think that they're going to come back. But apparently everything on my feed, people are pissed, right? Did you see any of it, Rich?
I watched a little bit of it. And then I read the plot synopsis this morning, so I know how it ends, but only because I'm reading reviews of it.
Oh, what's funny is the big problem, and I'm not ruining anything when I say this, because I never assumed this was going to happen anyway. People are pissed that Ted and Rebecca didn't end up together. I never saw chemistry between them in the first place. I never knew that was supposed to be a thing.
A little bit.
There's a spark, but it's kind of cool because it's sort of a platonic sort of mutual respect thing. I think if they made it romantic, that would have been disappointing. That would have been not right, you know?
I don't know.
Also,
I kind of liked the idea of them together.
I never had that idea ever. It never popped in my head. So, like, I'm not mad that didn't happen. But apparently people are pissed. But also, Succession. I'm not done with Succession yet. I tried. But in my house, with all three of my boys home now, it's chaos at all times. So it's hard to watch 30 seconds of it. But I saw this morning that there's a big story about the shirt that Roman Roy wears. What's his name? Culkin. The actor. Kieran.
Oh.
Kieran Culkin, yeah. He wears this shirt in the last episode, and apparently you can get it for $13, two shirts in a package of the at Walmart. And he wore the shirt in the season finale.
His dress shirt or the shirt that he's wearing at his mom's house?
Yeah, that ringer tee, that little ringer tee with the little stripes
on it. It's a blue, light blue t-shirt, and he's got stuff around his arms, like little rings around his arms, and it's sold two in a package for $13. And it's completely sold out.
That's people hilarious.
And I think the guy plays, they're all billionaires. And it's cool that he went to Walmart. Oh, man. Anyway. So, it is graduation time. And there's this video going viral, and I think it's so cool. It's a student that just graduated. She's from Russia, and she studied at the University of Colorado. And she's amazed with the kindness of Americans, and she posted about it. So, this is her in her gown walking back to her apartment after graduation.
I can't put into words how amazing Americans are. I'm just walking back from the university I graduated, and everybody, every single person passing by, they say, congratulations, or like, woohoo, you rock. I'm like, it's just so priceless. Before coming to the United States, I always heard how Americans are so fake, and all the smiles are fake. But I don't know, it's so real to me.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's sweet.
The people are probably telling her that in Russia because they probably watch Vanderpump Rules. They probably watch all these TV shows about Los Angeles, the crazies in L.A.
Like the stereotypes on Americans is insane.
It is bad.
Yeah.
Like this, for example. Somebody filmed a Karen screaming crazy stuff at a Starbucks staff. The employees didn't seem to know why she's upset, but she's insane.
It is not illegal to yell here. Excuse me, ma'am. You are out when you are visiting the city. Would you please ask your family to correct it? You have been fired and sued several times. I will not leave your store. You have been asked very loudly about your family's contracts. You do not live off this salary. Goodbye. With the understanding, I have quietly asked you not to be loud.
Look out, lady.
Look at the wrong ass California.
And then she walks out of the Starbucks.
Oh my gosh. Man. Well, that's why we get those stereotypes.
Right?
That's so weird.
That's a mental snap right there, plain and simple.
I think I would laugh. Like, I don't think I could stay serious if someone was screaming at me.
Like, right?
It sounded like a robot.
In the city, I will leave your store right now.
She's leaning over the counter at the Starbucks, pounding, like, looking at the people that are working there. And she's not, like, she's dressed normal. Like, she's like a typical normal human being.
Yeah, you can't reason with the craziness, though. That's just nut house.
Which is probably why we got the phrase Karen, because it's just bizarre.
Stop just yelling at the radio.
Call us. 877-937-1047. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what are three things we need to know today?
There's been this really weird thing happening to people who have gone to the Taylor Swift concert. They're getting amnesia. Like, legit amnesia. One lady was like, this concert amnesia's real. If I didn't have a 5-minute video of me jamming out to Taylor Swift, I would have told you this did not happen. And experts actually say there's a really good explanation for this. When you're at a concert and you're with a bunch of people you like and everyone in the room is vibing and you're listening to this great music, you're in such a great mood, it's a lot of emotions for your brain to process. And weirdly enough, your brain actually processes extreme positive emotion similarly to how you react to negative stress.
Whoa.
Like blocking it out.
That's crazy.
So when it's just
pants.
Like emotion overload, your brain's like, I can't deal with it.
It's too good.
it's like every time I see this Taylor Swift thing from this tour right now, my sister's like, you don't understand what's going on here. Because my sister's been already, right? That she says, it's like the footage you see back in the black and white days of the Beatles. Like people are a whole new level of screaming,
it's
passing out. And so I can
Taylor Swift concert. They're getting amnesia. Like, legit amnesia. One lady was like, this concert amnesia's real. If I didn't have a 5-minute video of me jamming out to Taylor Swift, I would have told you this did not happen. And experts actually say there's a really good explanation for this. When you're at a concert and you're with a bunch of people you like and everyone in the room is vibing and you're listening to this great music, you're in such a great mood, it's a lot of emotions for your brain to process. And weirdly enough, your brain actually processes extreme positive emotion similarly to how you react to negative stress.
Whoa.
Like blocking it out.
That's crazy.
So when it's just
pants.
Like emotion overload, your brain's like, I can't deal with this.
It's too good.
it's like every time I see this Taylor Swift thing from this tour right now, my sister's like, you don't understand what's going on here. Because my sister's been already, right? That she says, it's like the footage you see back in the black and white days of the Beatles. Like people are a whole new level of screaming,
it's
passing out. And so I can see the amnesia thing. I mean, that's insane. Uh-huh. About 877-937-1047 if you've ever passed out at a concert or if you experienced concert amnesia.
Let us know for sure. They do say if you want to avoid this, like if you want to remember the concert, try to scream less, try to jump up and down a little bit less. Then it won't be as much for your brain to figure out. It's not as much fun, but you know, you have the memories or you have a little less fun. Either way. I just say take videos and then you'll remember it eventually. Researchers have been trying to figure out the long-term effects of quitting social media. However, the problem is they can't get anyone to participate in studies who will commit to quitting social media forever. So they literally can't do the study on this because people get too much FOMO. They get like the fear of missing those connections with the people they love. They get so like social pressure to get back on social media. And so they can't finish any of these studies. However, they do say that doesn't mean that quitting social media even for a short period of time wouldn't be beneficial for some people, because some people get overwhelmed by the trolls or the, you know, sometimes there's too much of people showing you just the positive things and you're like, oh, my life isn't as great as them. So sometimes a social media break can be a good thing, but they just don't know what it would be for you if quitting forever would be a good thing.
Over Memorial weekend, I tried to stay off my phone. I almost think it's bigger than that. Like I think, okay, forget social media, put your phone down. That's part of it. You know, so I put my phone down. I did a lot of things without my phone over the weekend. And there were moments there where I was like, oh, I want to get a picture of this. Oh, I don't have my phone. But instead, I end up enjoying the moment, savoring the moment, mm-hmm. which blew my mind. Like, I had a great time. And I took some pictures later because I left my phone in a drawer. And then I'd come back, grab my phone, run outside, snap, snap, snap. But 90% of the time, I didn't have my phone. It was very refreshing.
Yeah, it can be a very positive thing. This is not, though. And I'm quite angry about it. I don't know if you guys have seen, but Dairy Queen has discontinued their cherry dip flavor, and that's my favorite flavor there.
Oh, no.
And I'm freaking out.
You should buy the hard shell?
Oh,
like the
yeah.
Dip?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You go, you get a dipped cone. You can either get chocolate. Sometimes they have the caramel flavor.
The butterscotch.
And then, yeah. Mm. And the cherry. The cherry is my favorite.
I thought it was
and it's
strawberry.
So delicious. Why? Oh, no. Why? It is cherry, and they have discontinued
why?
It. And I'm not the only person. Like, the internet is all up in arms about this, which I'm glad I'm not the only one. Dairy Queen's like, listen, we change out our flavors often. It's not to say the cherry dip might not come back at some point, but for now, it is discontinued.
What the?
I know. I was like, what?
They'll
no.
bring it back if they get enough uproar.
I
oh,
hope
the uproar is happening. It's
the
happening.
Uproar, yeah. yeah. Join me. Join me in reaching out to Dairy Queen. This has got to stop. So, I mean, we'll wait and see what happens. But for now, they did say, yep, even though you're upset, we're discontinuing it. And that's three things you need to know.
Call us now. Hello? 877-937-1047. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich. Peyton, what's the vibe for horoscopes today?
It's just time to be real with ourselves and the people in our lives today, so I'm just going to tell you how to go about your day.
All right, let's say hello to Terry. Terry, good morning. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
All right, Terry, put on a show and stand out from the crowd today. You have more talent in your pinky finger than most people have in their entire bodies.
Yeah.
So there's no reason that you should hide that. Definitely go out there today, show your stuff, do what you got to do to get things done, okay?
I will show my stuff. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Of course.
Thanks, Good. Terry.
Have a great day. You guys are awesome.
You guys are right. She calls a-holes?
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Whoa, Rich hung up on her question.
Nice.
Right.
Awesome.
You guys, thanks for having me. You guys are a-holes.
Yeah, right, no,
Stephanie.
Don't say that.
Good morning, yeah. Stephanie. What's your sign?
Good morning. It's Virgo.
All right. John Jay, you said that today might be a good day for you, Virgos.
It's supposed to be a great day.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's going to go pretty good for you. You guys are going to clash with someone today whose outlook on life is just about different from yours as it's even possible to get. But you just have to accept that there's no common ground between you and you just have to go your separate ways. So there's no need for more conflict in your life. And John Jay, I feel like this works for you because you don't want anyone in your life.
That's
so,
true.
One less person isn't going to be an issue for you.
I'm just going to look forward to that all day.
How's that, Stephanie? Is that good for you?
That sounds great.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening, Stephanie. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Jennifer, the Gemini. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Getting better all the time.
I will not tell you my age, though.
Good. That's
we won't
okay.
ask.
Yeah. yeah. That's okay to gatekeep.
You know, my mom used to say, any woman that would tell you her actual age will tell anybody anything. So don't trust them.
Oh, okay.
Take that, yep. Jen.
I'm staying silent. That's right, Rich. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I'm so excited to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peyton.
I got you, Jennifer. So for Geminis today, you need to be a leader rather than a follower today. And your words will carry some authority. So choose them well because you don't want something to come back and kind of bite you in the butt.
Perfect. I will follow that.
Yes,
and thank you.
Day.
You guys have an awesome day.
Happy birthday.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye. Thank you.
November. November the Taurus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, November. So for Taurus today, a work-related issue needs to be dealt with immediately. Like, it's got to go down today. You'll have to get tough with some of your coworkers, but there's no reason why you should lose out because of their inability to do simple things properly. You just got to call them out today, Taurus, okay?
Okay, Peyton. All right, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Bye, November. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Okay, what about for you, Leo?
Yes, Leos, you may be in two minds about how to deal with someone who has gone off the rails a little bit in recent weeks, but if I'm going to be blunt here, Leos, why do you care? Why do we care? Let them get on with what they're doing, even if they make a mess of it. You guys can just clean it up later.
Okay, so if we didn't get to your sign, they are all posted right now at johnjanerich.com. If you ever want to be on horoscopes, and let's just say you don't have the time to jump on there with us, you could leave a talkback, which is on the iHeartRadio app. You just tap the microphone. Tell us your name, where you're listening to us from, and, of course, your sign. And then Peyton will read you on the air. So that's the iHeartRadio app talkback feature. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
I don't know how you found us.
But I'm so thankful that you did. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
It's now time for Stacks and Hacks. I'm going to give you information that's been sitting in my stacks, and then Rich is going to give you life hacks. For example, the average bra size in the United States is, Peyton, Kyle, do you guys know any idea? Average bra size, a C.
Like a 36C.
Rich, you have any guesses?
I would say 34C.
Kyle, any guesses?
I would say 34B.
The average bra size in the United States is 34DD.
What?
Bam. I'm telling you.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I ain't seen none of that. I ain't seen a lot of that.
It's a good day today, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good day. Oh, hey.
It's all the hormones in the chicken.
Yeah.
In a new poll, 71% of people say foods taste better in the summer. Watermelon, ice cream, lemonade, barbecue, chicken, hot dogs, and corn on the cob. Yeah, that's when we eat that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of that right now.
I don't eat watermelon in January.
Right. It reminds you of summer, which just like gives you all the feels.
But also, a watermelon's not in season then. So that's probably why it doesn't taste as good.
That's
in a series of surveys, 55% of Americans say that they think raw cookie dough is safe to eat. 20% say it's very safe. Now, I eat cookie dough all the time. I didn't know it was an issue.
What? Salmonella poisoning.
Salmonella because of the egg and the raw flour.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I eat it all the time.
Me too. I do it too.
Yeah, I've never had salmonella poisoning, and I've eaten nothing but cookie dough for 20 years.
That's why when you go to those cookie dough places, they have it, so it's safe to eat.
Right. But it's
and
too expensive.
It's amazing, though. Yeah.
According to new research, the average single person needs just 19 minutes to know if they want a second date. The top two things people are looking for, manners and personality. Gen Z's newest self-care trend, and I saw this all day yesterday, is called bed rotting.
I saw that.
Well, define bed rotting, Peyton.
I don't really know. I didn't really understand. The video that I saw, it looked like that people like these like they're getting dressed up and then staying in bed all day.
Bed rotting is where you just stay in bed all day. The only rule is you're not allowed to feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
I spent my whole childhood doing that.
Like
I invented bed rotting.
It was literally like this video I saw. This girl did a full face of makeup, put on this whole outfit, and literally recorded herself on a time lapse and sat in bed all day. It was like actually kind of gross. Like she had her food next to her. Like she had like a big pot of chili next to her. I'm like, that is gross.
Oh my God.
Okay.
A study looked into job satisfaction across more than a dozen fields, and the ones that are the highest satisfaction scores, real estate, construction, healthcare, and hospitality. 85-year-old man in Japan got arrested on Sunday trying to steal two packs of condoms from a convenience store. 85-year-old.
Oh.
An 18-pound cat in Thailand fell off the sixth-floor balcony, crashed through a car's back windshield. Didn't break any bones, got up and just took a walk.
Oh my goodness. Cats are amazing.
A summer safety tip, which is different than Rich's life hacks. Okay, this is a summer safety tip. I'm going to start doing summer safety tips.
That sounds great.
Don't leave your sunglasses on your dashboard. They could turn the sun into a death ray and burn your car up. It happened in England. The sun went through the windshield, hit the sunglasses, and hit the dashboard and lit it on fire and burned the car
up. What a cool prank, though, for somebody. Well, that's not a safety tip, though. That's an unsafety tip.
Uh-huh.
A guy broke into a bakery in Canada at 3 a.m. on Friday, used their bathroom, stole six cupcakes, but he also cleaned up after himself, including the glass that broke when he kicked in the door. This is the owner of the place talking about it. She's like, this is fascinating. It was a lot of fun, she said.
Kicked the door in, walked around, sat down for, you know, quite a long time. He realized, I guess, that he had made a mess, and he grabs a mop and a mop bucket and goes to try to, like, clean up all of the glass from the door that he kicked in. after he's cleaned up as much as he can, he walks out with 6 cupcakes and goes on his way. And, you know, it turned it from this, like, kind of not so great experience to some of the best laughs I've ever had. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
Yes, you can. You can make that up. Anyway, is this the best McDonald's toy ever? In China, McDonald's is giving out plastic chicken nuggets, and they have a screen on it so you can play Tetris.
That's amazing.
Yeah, awesome. Right?
Pretty cool.
Sign me up. That reminds me of, like, the olden McDonald's toys.
They used to be quality.
That you would get. They really were quality. The most recent good McDonald's toys are those weird ones right there that are the characters.
I have those.
Those are cool.
I have all of them. The cast of Marvel's Fantastic Four has leaked. Adam Driver, who's going to play Mr. Fantastic, he is Kylo Ren on Star Wars. And Margot Robbie is supposed to play the Invisible Girl. That's news. It's supposed to be big news.
She's in everything now.
Harrison Ford, Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart attended their son Liam's college graduation. I would die if my son graduated. Did you see Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick Lamar was at the U of A graduation
because
his sister went to U of A. How was that, like, we didn't know that ahead of time?
I don't know. I would have gone to Tucson to specifically headhunt Kendrick Lamar.
Nuts.
If I saw Kendrick Lamar walking around and we were breathing the same air, I may pass out.
That's what I'm saying. I remember Charles Barkley's daughter went to U of A, and that's all we talked about.
Yeah.
How is Kendrick Lamar's sister going to U of A for 4 years, and it's coming up now after she leaves?
I don't know. I'm kind of mad at Gen Z because they're saying that Kendrick's irrelevant right now.
What?
That's what I said. I said, you don't know good music then.
Yeah. We're a sold-out concert.
I get so mad at my generation sometimes.
Well, speaking of your generation, 79-year-old Robert De Niro just welcomed a new baby, and now we find out 83-year-old Al Pacino is expecting one in a month. The mom is 29-year-old who once dated Mick Jagger.
Hoo-ah.
That is so gross.
What? I just don't understand that.
I don't get it.
He's not going to make it to that college graduation. He'll get long
gone. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Let's talk about the amazing power of toothpaste. I'm not talking about not the blue stuff, but the chalky white stuff. So don't use the blue stuff, like the blue gel. Mm-hmm. That doesn't
like
work
AIM,
for this.
Is that AIM?
I don't know what my AIM is. Has AIM got AIM a little stripe in it?
It's got
Crest
a red.
Crest has those.
Yeah, not.
Okay, white toothpaste.
Standard toothpaste. Do you know how much you can use it for? We've talked about putting on mosquito bites. You can do that. It stops the itch almost immediately, but it is also one of the best things to use to clean your tennis shoes. So you just put a little dab on your tennis shoes and then wipe it off with a rag. It also removes scratches from iPads and touchscreens. Huh. Just the white toothpaste, also good for removing stains and smells from your used food containers. Mm-hmm. So when you go to work and you bring food, like pasta or whatever, and it's gross and it smells funky, put a little toothpaste at the bottom, wipe it clean, and you are good to go. All those toothpaste life hacks are up at johnjayandrich.com.
If chaos was a radio show, you're listening to it. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. Hey, Georgia.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I figured I'd tell you a little story. So my family, we're dog people, and I have an Australian Shepherd, and my parents just got a brand new Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, they're beautiful.
I know, and he's 6 months old, and he's already bigger than my Australian Shepherd. But my aunt has a pool, and we call it the Puppy Palace.
That's cute.
Because she lets the dog swim in the pool. So my Australian Shepherd has learned how to swim in this pool, and she swims with us and plays fetch and goes in the pool. But it was our Bernese Mountain Dog. His name is Goose. It was Goose's first day in the pool yesterday. So
how do you do?
I think he did okay. He's extra large, so he's definitely not as agile as the Australian Shepherd. But I think he liked it. I think he liked being in the pool. But it's kind of fun swimming with dogs in the pool, to be honest.
It is. Sometimes you have to
it's
go underwater.
Terrifying.
You got to go underwater because they can scratch you
and
they swim on top
saying.
Of you.
Yeah. Growing up, we had a dog. Her name was Putter, and she was psychotic. And every time we would jump in the pool, out of nowhere, Putter came, jumped in, and like you legit, like, we're going to drown because she would just do her little doggy paddle on top of you and her little nails would be scraping into you. You're like, I'm dying. I can't come up for air because she finds me everywhere I go. It's scary.
It is. We have that dog with our dog, Charlie, who does that. Whenever you jump in the pool, he comes in at you. But it's like, I feel like he's trying to save you.
Oh.
Like he thinks something's wrong.
I never had a dog that I swam with, and I didn't know you had to teach dogs how to swim. I thought you just throw them and they're good to go.
Some dogs, yes. Some dogs, no.
You want to throw them.
Well, you just toss fish.
Yeah, just,
well,
like, just throw them. Just drop kick.
I haven't got to swim because they literally just threw me in the pool and they were like, figure it out.
You got to teach the dogs how to get out of the pool.
Yeah.
Georgia, you got that? That's what you got to teach them as they fall in, how to get out. So a couple of tips for you. So my wife and I have a dog rescue. It's called Love Pup Foundation. But a couple of things. My wife found this new device, and this is good for dogs that lose their hair, which is Bernese Mountain Dogs. They dump them all the time. There's hair everywhere in those dogs. So it's this device you put on a vacuum. And you know how you brush your dog's hair? You brush your dog's hair? It's a dog brush, but it sucks out the hair.
The loose ones?
Yes.
It's like a vacuum brush?
Yeah, I think she's going to try it out this weekend. Oh, yeah, it's a vacuum brush. Well, I think it changed because we have our dog Bella, who's an Australian Mountain Dog or whatever you call it, and she's mixed with 10 other dogs. But she's mostly Australian Shepherd. There's like hair clogging up the bottom of the fridge.
Yeah.
There's hair everywhere. So that's
Yeah.
As soon as we get it, I will post it as soon as we use it. Because the video Blake showed me is pretty amazing. Like, look at this.
Yeah, that'll actually be very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to try to use it whenever we shave Rich's back.
Gross. It'll
be very helpful.
Because it gets all over the buttons on the studio.
Ew, Rich, I hope you aren't that hairy. I'll have nightmares forever.
Well, Georgia, thanks for sharing that with us. Send us pictures. Can you send us pictures of swim lessons day? I'd love to see that.
I sure will.
Thanks, Georgia. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much.
People pamper their pets pretty crazy.
They do.
In fact, I tell you guys about this. Our dog, Charlie. There's a company called What Dogs Want. Have I ever told you guys about this company?
Mm-mm.
This is the weirdest thing. And my wife buys into it all the way, which is okay. It's cute. They come to our house, and it's pretty expensive, so they do it once a week. They come to our house. Charlie knows they're picking him up. They pick him up in a minivan. He has a seat in the minivan. Then he goes to this place, What Dogs Want, which is, I think is on a farm somewhere, and they do, like, activities. And they do, like, on Mother's Day, Charlie made her a card.
Oh, I remember you saying this. And they had Charlie's name, and she was all into it.
Yeah.
You were like, Charlie can't write.
Yeah. So yesterday, she shows me video. All of a sudden, Charlie comes home yesterday. He's home, and he's tired. And she showed me these videos of him at camp, at all the activities doing. They finger paint. They do all this stuff. And then there was actually a doggy nap time. So all the dogs are in this room napping. And they're napping.
Really?
How'd they get him to do
that? I don't know, but I'm telling you, look them up. What Dogs Want. I'm sure I follow them and they get involved with Love
What
Pop.
A dog wants. Yeah. What a dog needs.
Anyway, it's John Jay and Rich.
You know when it gets the last call and all the dudes kind of start creeping up on you?
We have the solution.
Give them the John Jay and Rich drunk dial line. 602-888-1933. It's John Jay and Rich.
I was in Pine Top over the weekend. And there's a famous restaurant in Pine Top. If you go to Pine Top, you know this restaurant. It's called Charlie Clark's. Been there forever. Big old steakhouse, and it's fantastic. And so I went there for dinner. And by the way, almost the whole staff listens to our show. What up, Charlie Clark's? So anyway, I go to the bathroom. And in the bathroom, I see one of those ads. How would you describe this ad, Kyle? It's like a flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, a flyer.
A flyer with the little pieces of paper you pull off. If you like, you know,
it's
like
a perfect
it says,
way to describe it. We've all seen that.
Who needs your yard done?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the number.
Or like missing dog. Right. Call me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Each one of them is the phone number.
Yeah. The flyer said, Chewbacca Roar Contest. Call this number. Leave a voicemail with your best impression. $300 cash prize for the funniest and best impersonation. So I took the number, and then Dutch, my youngest son, and I called. And I thought it even says leave a voicemail. I called, and the guy goes, hello. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm calling for the Chewbacca thing. And the guy goes, yeah, go ahead. Let me hear it. And then I went, no, I thought it was a voicemail. And then Dutch goes, he does his Chewbacca, right? And the guy goes, that's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. And then I go, okay, thanks.
Bye.
And that's
it. You didn't say, do we get the money?
No, I didn't say that because I wasn't expecting it. It was so weird. So then I thought, that's it. We're doing this on the air. I'm going to call a guy on the air.
Yes.
Because what I want to know is this guy the butt of a joke or is he putting it on?
That'd be funny.
Right?
Well, the way he answered the phone, it seemed like he's in on it.
Yeah, or he's just gotten a million calls.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's
like, all right. He's like, I'm into the gag now.
And yeah, you might as well hear what people sound like.
Yeah.
But I noticed that yours is the only one that you're the only person that took the number.
Yeah, I'm the only one. And I gave Brad the actual number, the actual piece of paper. And I think if he's cool, so I figured we'd call him. And
I went in. I went in this.
I don't even know what Chewbacca sounds like.
Is it ringing?
This is Grant.
Hey, Grant. I was calling for the Chewbacca contest.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, go for it.
Hey, actually, Hey, this is a radio show. This is John Jay and Rich. We're on Kiss FM Radio in Phoenix.
No way.
Yeah. And I was in the bathroom at Charlie Clark's over the weekend, and I saw the flyer.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Can you, what's the story? Now, are you the butt of a practical joke, or is this a real thing?
I'm definitely the butt of a practical joke.
You can kind of tell that by how frustrated you sound.
Yeah, but he's such a nice guy, though. He's like, go ahead, do your Chewbacca for us.
Like, at least he doesn't get mad. He's just like, I know why your Chewbacca calls!
What's the story, Grant?
I had some buddies that went up north for the weekend, and I couldn't go. It was my two-year-old's birthday, so they had to go without me, and they put this poster all over the place. So, I mean, starting anywhere from, like, 9 p.m. all the way till, like, 6 in the morning, I was getting voicemails all the way through the night.
And are you?
It was hilarious. It was pretty good. They got me.
Are you at all a Star Wars fan, or not even a little? And they're just messing with you.
I'd say I'm a fan. You know, I have a 13-year-old son too, and we recently watched all of the shows. So he got a big kick out of it too. I've been playing these voicemails for him. So
that's so funny.
You know what's funny is I called you over the weekend with my son, and he did one for you, and you were like, "That's pretty good." I was like, all right, I got to call him on the air.
Well, it's funny. I get work calls, and I can always tell when it's one of the Chewbacca ones because it's an area code for up north. And recently I've been getting 602 and 480 numbers calling, and I'm just thinking it's a work call. But, yeah, it's people giving me their best Chewbacca, and there's some pretty good ones out there.
So you don't want me to post this on our social media then, right? Because I took a picture of the ad.
Please don't do that.
You know, it's kind of sucky for you is, like, you'd have to go remove all those up north, and you couldn't go up north. So you're going to still get calls because the flyer remains up there.
Here we are. Well, we just got him.
Yeah. What are your buddies? Why don't you give your buddies a little shout-out? Maybe we can get some people to crank call them.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
That's, you are first class, dude. Good.
I want to know your Chewbacca impersonation,
ooh,
though.
That's good.
Here. Aiden. This is John Jay and Rich from the morning show on 104.7.
Oh, wow.
And they're calling me for the Chewbacca contest.
Yeah.
You want to give them your best Chewbacca?
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
You win the $300.
Yeah, dude, get it from your dad.
Yep. Hey, so, Caden, you win the $300. The competition is over. No one needs to call me anymore.
All right. Hey, thanks for jumping on the air with us, man.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
John Jay and Rich.
How are you, Peyton, as far as spelling goes, being a recent college graduate?
I don't think I'm the best speller, but I don't think I'm the worst.
I think I'm the worst speller. How are you, Kyle, spelling?
I would say halfway decent, but not that great.
Mm. Rich, you're a pretty good speller.
On most words.
Yeah.
For me,
I misspell words, and then I'll go to autocorrect and autocorrect. Like, at least you know, when you're typing, you figure you get kind of close, and then you accept it. I've had to spell words where not even close. Doesn't even come through.
That only happens for me for one word. And
which word?
Restaurant. I can't spell restaurant.
It's true.
It's the only one I can't spell.
Yeah, but if you type in R-E-S-T... It usually fills out the word, the rest.
Restaurant.
That's what it says. It says, like, rest, but it spells it weird.
Well.
For me.
Does it spell it right? Diarrhea is a hard one.
That's a hard one.
Truthfully. Yeah.
Congratulations is my, I can't get congratulations.
I start out congrats, and it fills it in for me. Like, those are words that fill it in for me, right. You know? It's funny, Kyle, how many times you spell diarrhea where you gotta...
It's hard. Yeah. I've got diarrhea a lot. Just gross.
So, the Scripps National Spelling Bee is going on right now. And the finals are tomorrow. So Google Trends revealed the top word each state can't remember how to spell. So they did all these searching for these words. So they've come up with the top. For example, I'm throwing this one to Kyle because I feel her say this word quite a bit. In Michigan, they can't spell shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Can you spell shenanigans?
I would spell it S-H-E-N-A-N-I-G-A-N-S.
Shenanigans. That's right.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Okay. Peyton, in New Mexico, they can't spell miscellaneous.
Oh, yeah.
I'd spell that wrong.
Can I write it down?
No. Sure. No. You can't write it down. It's not fair.
Oh, miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. M-I-S-C-E-L-L-A-N-U-S.
A N what?
U S.
No.
E-O-U-S.
Oh, you're so close.
That was close.
Yeah, you just folded at the end. You were right on it.
In New Mexico, they can't spell embarrassed. In Kentucky, they can't spell embarrassed. They can't spell kindergarten in Minnesota. professional. They can't spell that in Wyoming. In Kansas, Peyton, let me run this by you. They can't spell the word Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Uh-huh.
T-E-N-N-I-S-S-I.
That's like that combined like Mississippi and Tennessee. I think the hard one's Massachusetts. Nobody in Massachusetts can spell Massachusetts.
Hold on a second, sir.
E-S-E. T-E-N-N-E-S-E.
No, still wrong. T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-E.
Oh.
People also in Kansas struggle with the word beautiful, efficient, and etiquette. Those are hard words. Can you spell etiquette, Kyle?
Yeah. E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Very good.
Etiquette.
It's almost not fair because, Kyle used to be a substitute teacher.
Right.
I don't need to do spelling for that.
In North Carolina, they can't spell awesome. In Missouri, they can't spell February. In Iowa, they can't spell Thursday. In Arkansas and Illinois, they can't spell tomorrow. Tomorrow's a hard one sometimes. I always put.
You put two M's.
Yeah, and then it corrects it. Alabama can't spell daughter. This next one's a tough one. North Dakota can't spell science. Spell science, Peyton.
S-C-I-E-N-C-E.
Yeah. New York can't spell quarter.
Quarter.
Texas can't spell pyramid. In Idaho, can't spell, and I have such a problem with this word, too, sentence.
Sentence.
Uh-huh. How do you spell sentence, Kyle?
S-E-N-T-E-N-C-E.
Right. Nevada has a problem with the word problem. Delaware can't spell those.
Like T-H-O-S-E?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense, because they probably say those, like New York, so probably the T-H doesn't even ring a bell.
Maybe.
Utah can't spell chose. Tennessee can't spell sugar. Georgia can't spell queen. And people in Pennsylvania can't spell people. And the top trending word in Arizona that people can't spell? George.
What?
George. I don't know. But I can't. How do you not spell George? G-E-O-R-G-E.
Yeah.
Now, Colorado can't remember. This is a tough one for me, too. To spell Allie.
Allie?
Spell Allie.
A-L-L-I?
Yeah, I always go E-Y. And then I go and I got to look, is that right? I like, why is there, because it says the same thing. I don't know how to use them differently in a sentence.
Niece is really hard for me. I don't know if the E or the I comes first.
Wait, are you talking about an ally or are you talking about an alley?
I know, yeah.
Because
an alley, like a back alley is E-Y.
What's A-L-L-Y?
Ally.
That's
like, I'm your ally.
I thought that's A-L-L-I-E.
No, that's Ali.
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 See, my bad. I should move to Colorado. Mississippi keeps Googling how to spell gray. Is it G-R-A-Y or G-R-E-Y?
I got a problem with that.
I think it's both.
It's both. Mm-hmm. One's
it's
a color.
G-R-A-Y. What's the other one?
G-R-E-Y.
But one's a color. What's the other one?
The one that's a color is G-R-A-Y.
What's another word for what's other gray mean?
I don't know.
Well, you said one's a color.
I
only know gray as a color.
Short for gravy?
I don't know.
G-R-A-Y.
I just got confused.
G-R-A-Y. Is more common in the United States. G-R-E-Y is how they do it in the UK.
But you can do it both ways.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's one of the switch hitters. Mm-hmm. We like that.
And that's your spelling bee test.
F-U.
There you go. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich!
My father, who was from the Netherlands, had a famous saying. I don't know if it's somebody else's saying, but he's always said this my entire life. And it was, because if you came to visit me, he would never stay longer than 3 days. And when people came to visit him, he would get really irritated. When we were kids and my mom's family was, my mom's Mexican. And when you're Mexican, people just come over and never leave. And my dad would be like, guests and fish both smell after 3 days. And he would not ever stay longer than 3 days, no matter what. And every time I'm around a situation where someone stays longer than 3 days, that phrase makes sense. For example, Peyton, who's staying with you and what's that like?
Yeah, so Kadeem's little brother, Christian.
Kadeem, your boyfriend.
Kadeem, my boyfriend. His little brother, Christian, is in town. He is here because he plays baseball. So he graduated high school last year, but he graduated high school in, 2022? Not this most recent year. Anyways, he was playing prep baseball, like in Texas or something. So he came down here because he has to go to college now. He's got to be a big boy. So he wants to come and live where Kadeem and I live, which is in Arizona. So he wants to go to like a JUCO out here for 2 years or whatever. So one of my best friends growing up, her dad played in the MLB and he's a trainer now. Like he does baseball training, his facility, all that kind of stuff. So Christian, I got him connected with one of my best friend's dad and he's been training him in baseball. Christian has been here since Mother's Day. Okay. Uh-huh. It's been about going on week number three in a couple of days.
And you live in a one bedroom?
One bedroom, one bathroom. We don't even have a living room. Like, we are all living on top of each other, the three of us. Christian's 19 years old, a boy, stinky, just like Kadeem, just like his brother. And I am so ready.
I bet.
For both of them to get out of my house.
Both of them?
I love Christian to death. That is like my little brother. I'm so glad that we're able to house him and have him here. I cannot wait for that flight. You have no idea.
When does
he
leave?
So ready for this kid to get out of here. He leaves tomorrow.
Okay, good. So you have...
Yeah, thank God.
Does he... Are you on his nerves too?
I'm sure he's so tired of me because it's kind of interesting how Kadeem and I's work schedule is. By the time I'm getting home, Kadeem's leaving for work.
Mm-hmm.
So from 12 to 8 p.m., me and Christian have gotten a lot of one-on-one time.
That's so much.
Every day. And it's like, he doesn't have a car out here, so I'm taking him to his workouts. And I'm so glad that I'm able to do this and I have the schedule to be able to do that. But it's like, I miss being able to walk around my house with no pants on. Like, that's seriously my problem.
Like, no pants and no underwear?
No, just no pants. Like, I like to wear big baggy shirts.
Uh-huh.
Like, just laying around. And I can't do that with Christian there. And also, too, we only have one TV. And guess who gets the TV every day? Christian, to play his stupid video games. I'm so irritated.
Yeah, you haven't even talked about shows lately because you're watching video games.
I haven't gotten to watch any shows, Rich. Like, you're telling me I'm so ready for both of them to go. Like, I seriously, like, contemplated booking Kadeem a flight, too. Like, can you leave?
He's the guy that you want to be with the rest of your life, but you want him out.
But, like, the two of them together, like, they like to get real reckless and bold, and they kind of roast me, and I'm not here for that.
I know when I'm around my brother, I haven't lived with my brother for, you know, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But we become 12 when we're together again. Is Kadeem like that with his brother?
Yeah, they're so annoying. Like, and both of them like to tag team me. And like, Christian, like, he a little liar. So get this. Like, they'll like, okay, so annoying. I'll get home from work and like Kadeem and Christian will be acting like they're asleep on the couch. And I don't know why it annoys me so much, but it does.
They're not asleep?
They're not asleep. They're like faking. And I'll walk around the house for 5 minutes and they'll pretend they're sleeping and then they'll wake up. It's the most annoying thing ever.
Why are they doing that?
Because they think it's funny. It's not funny.
They're playing
possum. It's annoying. It's so annoying.
Like they wake up laughing?
Yes. And they think it's funny. But it's like, I can't deal. I can't deal with them. But this is the thing that I'm really tired of Christian about, okay? So Kadeem has this thing with apple juice. He loves his apple juice. I can't touch his apple juice. If I touch his apple juice, it's a problem. And he lets me know it's a problem. And so the apple juice magically has gone missing, right? Because Christian drinks the apple juice. So who has to deal with the apple juice dilemma when my boyfriend gets home from work at 8 o'clock at night? Me, because Christian's telling him I drank the apple juice. I didn't drink the apple juice. Kadeem doesn't believe me. He thinks I drank the apple juice. Christian drank the apple juice. It's so annoying and it's so stupid, but I literally feel like I'm living with children right now and I'm sick of both of them.
Is it Mott's?
No.
I mean, I get it.
Oh, treehouse. Oh, that's good.
Treetop's good.
Yeah, that's good apple juice.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of them. I'm living with boys right now. This is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. I mean, my wife lives with four. It's tough.
I'm so ready for them to go.
Yeah, and they like, fart there's something about siblings. You know, it's like with my sister, I can be with her for about a day, and I have to pace myself. Like, if it's too much, if we spend too much time together, there's always some massive irritation that happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, you love them to death, but at the same time, you're like, I need to get away from you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And it's like, literally yesterday, like, I actually, like, this was what sold the deal. Like, I was venting to Kyle yesterday. I was like, I'm so ready for this kid to leave. Love him to death. But this is why. I get home from work yesterday. I'm exhausted. I want to take a nap. Christian's in there screaming at the TV over the stupid video game at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's normal for any other person. But for me, that's my nap time.
What's he playing?
I got a problem with that. What's the plan?
What's he playing? What game?
He was playing 2K.
Oh, yeah.
And like last night, as I'm trying to go to bed, they had this genius idea to get five of Christian's friends and five of Kadeem's friends to play a 5-on-5 game on the video game.
That sounds awesome.
Not at 10 o'clock at night when you're trying to go to sleep. Oh, I was so mad.
Is the TV like where you sleep in your bedroom?
Well, the TV's out there. They had two screens. They took the TV from the bedroom, put it out there so they could have two screens to play their stupid video game.
Kadeem's having a blast with his brother.
He's loving it.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for them to go.
Man, he better do something nice for you once this is all over.
They don't cook. I'm tired of them.
Like I told you, My dad said guests and fish both smell after 3 days.
It's John Jay and Rich.
I got a direct message on my Instagram. In other words, I got a DM on my IG. And it was from Ashley. And it was something that I thought was very important and needed to be addressed. And she's like, you guys haven't talked about this in a while. And I was like, you know what? Why don't you bring it up? So it's very, very important. Sometimes we use our radio show to have fun, play fart jokes, and then sometimes we use it for good. And Ashley, how can we help you this morning?
Well, I was calling because the other day I just had a really horrible, horrible meeting, and I just wanted to start today off really, really good. So the important thing is for you guys to play Rich's chip story to make the morning brighter.
I can relate to a bad meeting and needing a little bright, shining light in your day. And you're right. It has been a while since we heard that story.
Ashley, I want to ask you, though, as someone who's requesting the chip story, can you explain the chip story for any new people tuning into our radio show?
Yes, it is the most fascinating story about Rich meeting this lady. And she just needed a bag of chips.
Yep.
You know, just to perform. And it's the most amazing story told in history. So if someone hasn't listened to it or heard it before.
Thought we were friends, Ashley. Thought we were cool.
So Rich is telling a story. It was several years ago. It had to be 10, 15 years ago. Rich is telling a story on the air.
Clearly I'm in cold beds.
And he's like, I don't know, he's dying on the vine telling the story. And Kyle and I are just staring at him. And finally Kyle throws him a... Nice. So here it is, Ashley. Hope your day gets better. This is the Rich Barra Gladys Knight chip story.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts. And she was doing a little show for the radio station. They were all hanging out in rehearsals. And she walks up to me. She's like, I'm supposed to go up and rehearse, but I ain't had one chip. Get me a chip. Give me a bag of chips. So I'm like, all right, I'll go get you a bag of chips. So I go get her a bag of chips. Nothing said. She does the concert. She thanks me during the show for a bag of chips. She's like, because of this man, I got a bag of chips. That's why I'm singing tonight. So she was very cool. Nice. I like her a lot. She's a cool lady.
There you go, Ashley. How was that?
That was amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what's funny is there's people that have imitated it. I wish you could. Can you find... There's
no.
There's a woman. She imitated once.
Did it exactly
everything.
Right.
Even the word
show?
For word.
Yeah.
God, it's so great. I bet we have that in the
Rich,
system.
Rich, you have created
it is
gold.
So good.
Yeah, you have, Rich.
We
you
need
have.
To figure out a way. I've been trying seriously for the last 2 years since I've heard that story to get that as a TikTok audio sound to do voiceovers, but I can't figure it out. So if anybody knows how
that's,
to do that,
that's because the technology's not out there. You can't do it.
Rich
can't
just
be done.
Blocked it.
The fact that you say chicks and not shit.
I've called China and
he was nervous because he was looking at us. We're just staring at him. He's telling the story about Gladys. Yeah, Grant.
I'm working on a project right now, but we're getting a lot of tech. About Kyle talking about breadsticks is the new Rich Barra. they say the only difference is Rich's story is like 30 seconds. Kyle's breadstick story was like 4.5
I think I said breadsticks about 100 times in that point.
When was that? I remember
last week.
Olive Garden, she had like 70 breadsticks from Olive Garden.
They ordered way too many breadsticks. I stand my ground on that one.
The only difference is I don't even remember telling that chip story, so I've heard it a million times, but I don't
remember. Oh, I remember that
originally
day.
Telling it. I really don't.
You're getting
I remember
the same staring. Amnesia. People at the
I
Taylor
do.
Swift concert.
I have chip amnesia.
I was staring at you tell that story, and I was like, "This guy."
Did you not think it was a good story?
No, just staring at him. What's going on here, man? What's going on here?
So I don't share all my life with John Jay anymore.
Ashley, have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Thanks again for that, you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. Thanks.
It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich!
John Jay and Rich. You know, we always talk about the talkbacks that you can leave us on the iHeartRadio app, but we also have the John Jay and Rich drunk dial line, 602-888-1933. You can leave us voicemail messages. You can give out our number to someone if they're hitting on you. Just give them this number so then we can hear their messages, or just use the talkback feature. But here's a couple drunk dials.
This is for Peyton. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling, Brian. Well, it turns out she's getting pics for pics, Brian. Oh, and John Jay, Fry's Grocery Store has a brookie in the pint. The crunch of the cookie and the velvety smooth, delicious chocolate is muy bueno.
Ever since I was informed of the Brookie from Dairy Queen, I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
I see it everywhere. It's so good, though.
Trader Joe's is amazing. You heat it up in the microwave with a little ice cream for about 15 seconds.
That sounds good.
Then put the ice cream on. You are good to go.
Peyton, what's he referring to? Why is he calling Brian?
That's Family Guy.
I know.
This is Dewey. I don't remember. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago, and I think Kyle said something, and it reminded me of how Stewie said Brian, and I'm dying.
Okay. Some of these drug dogs, you know, they don't necessarily make sense, and they don't have to. But it's good we can, you know, understand a little bit better.
John Jay, you are the most amazing father, human person ever. Kyle, I hope to God one day I have your patience and your love for all people. Peyton, I love it. You keep being you, girl, living this young life. And Rich, you just are your own rich self. And we love you for who you are. You're just great. Everybody, I love you all so much. Thank you for everything that you do and the joy that you bring people each and every day.
What a nice message.
Was anyone else waiting for the butt?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, wow, this is really nice. I'm waiting for the hammer to drop, but it didn't. That was so sweet.
Those are the nice things anyone ever said to me. And, I mean, and Rich, I mean, you.
Being you. You're the most you've ever been.
You're just so you. Thank you.
There is something about Rich that is just so rich.
Just so you, Rich.
You're unique.
Yeah.
You're just you. You're Joe from You.
Huh?
You.
Then you better be careful.
You serial killer, you.
Better be careful. Better be nice.
That's
so
nice.
Now watch your back. He'll bring you to his box. His acrylic box in the basement.
I do have a basement, and none of you have been in it.
But that was very kind. Very kind. Thank you for saying those nice things.
Grant, pick up the phone. You're the one dude that I want to smoke with and hang out with. And the one chick I want to smoke and hang out with is Peyton. Like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. She's just like that. Actually, not so much her, but more Kadeem. Yeah, he's pretty badass. Seems like my kind of dude.
I think that's actually going to be available on iHeartRadio Access Day.
Yeah. Smoke with Peyton
tomorrow. And Grant. Yeah, so just be ready for that tomorrow.
I will say, Kadeem, Grant, and I smoke sesh that we had was top tier. One of my favorites.
Oh, you guys should have filmed that.
Or not.
Yeah, probably not.
Peyton and I are doing part two pretty soon.
We are.
It's going to get wild.
Take a listener for iHeartRadio Access Day.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Smoke out with Peyton and Grant.
Ruin their day.
Oh my God. And those are our drunk dials. Very simple, very fun, very informative. Rich, you.
Hey, you.
John Jay and Rich.
Hey, don't tell anybody. John Jay and Rich gave me their personal cell phone number.
Where's my freaking phone?
877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. Oh, we're going to play Remember the Time, but first, Patrice is on the phone. She's going to play with us, hopefully. Can you play with us, Patrice?
I can.
We were kind of talking about you earlier, if I have the right Patrice on the phone. right? Somebody asked earlier if we could play the Rich Chip story. And I said, sometimes we played it so much that somebody sent us audio of them imitating it word for word. And it was perfect, right? And that's you, right, Patrice?
That is, yep.
Oh, yeah. we actually have it. Now, do you have it by, can you do it by memory or can you do it, do we play the clip?
I think you should play the clip.
Okay, let me play Rich first. And then
Okay. Yeah, let's revisit that. Okay.
Listen to Rich first. Here we go. Listen.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts, and she was doing a little show for the radio station. They were all hanging out in rehearsals, and she walks up to me. She's like, "I'm supposed to go up and rehearse, but I ain't had one chip. Get me a chip. Get me a bag of chips." So I'm like, "All right, I'll go get you a bag of chips." So I go get her a bag of chips. Nothing said. She does the concert. She thanks me during the show for a bag of chips. She's like, "Because of this man, I got a bag of chips. That's why I'm singing tonight." So she was very cool. Nice. I like her a lot. She's a cool lady.
Okay, so when you hear the way Patrice says it, she nails it. Even though, "That's why I'm singing tonight." She does every single detail. So check this out. This is her.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts, and she was doing a little show for the radio station. They were all just hanging out in rehearsals, and she walks up to me, and she's like, "I'm supposed to go up and rehearse, but I ain't had one chip. Get me a chip. Get me a bag of chips." So I'm like, "All right, I'll go get you a bag of chips." So I go get her a bag of chips. Nothing said. She does the concert. She thanks me during the show for a bag of chips. She's like, "Because of this man, I got a bag of chips. That's why I'm singing tonight." So she's very cool. Nice.
That is brilliant.
It really is good.
Oh, Patrice.
I'd love to be a Patrice hater, but she's a genius.
She is a joy, Patrice. You are a pure joy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Damn it, that's good.
Isn't that good?
That's what
I'm saying about that. And then she throws in Kyle. Nice. Oh, Patrice.
I don't know what you do for a living, but you should totally be doing something else. You should just walk around and mock people. Living tributes.
Yeah, I shouldn't be doing that during my work hours. Yeah, just a lot of practice.
Okay, we're going to play Remember the Time right now. Okay, will you play? Will you stick around and play with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Rich, let's play.
Okay, we got music, we got TV, we got movies. It's all been squishified together into a montage. All you have to do, Patrice, is get the year right that it all happened. You're going up against John Jay, you're going up against Kyle, and you're going up against Peyton. Players ready? Here come your audio clues. Let's remember the time.
I have these lucid dreams where
we have a major problem. He's erratic. He's making bad decisions. If he's not careful, he's going to destroy the company.
Emily, are you going to do something?
I think I'm the best option.
Oh, right, because you like playing boss?
Mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me.
People come to the Oasis for all the things they can do, but they stay because of all the things they can be.
Can you feel this?
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that because I'm not around, not around.
Okay, Patrice, you're a good listener. We know that, but can you tell us what year that happened? What did you recognize there?
Oh, gosh. I am so bad with pop culture. Like, I'm terrible with it. But I think I recognize Succession, possibly. And then a Drake song, which I have no idea. And then the Not Around song. And I want to say that it was a few years ago when that song came out. So I'm going to go with 2019.
Okay. Patrice says 2019. Now, Peyton, I know that you get upset at this game because we make you go last, and I know you feel really confident in this. But just hang on a second. John G., what year did that happen?
Okay.
Well, I heard Juice WRLD, Succession, God's Plan, Post Malone. I don't know that Oasis clip, but where she's talking about the Oasis. But I feel like Succession just wrapped up after four seasons, but I don't think it's year after year. I think there's time in between. So I was going to guess 2017 or 2018. And since Kyle just freaked out because she couldn't guess 2019, I'm going 2018.
You guys are so annoying. I hate this game.
All right, Kyle, your move.
Well, that was my next guess. 2018 since 2019 was taken. And I was doing Succession math. I'm like four seasons, 4 years. So it is. It's either 2018 or 2019. It's definitely not 2020 because Succession came out before that 100%. So I guess I'll pick 2017, but I know I'm not. I know I didn't win, so it's fine. 2017.
But I know I'm not.
All right, I know I'm not. All right, Peyton, this is exciting. Now it is your chance to pick a year.
I seriously despise this game, but it's whatever. So there's Lucid Dreams, you have Juice WRLD, you have Drake's God Plan, then Post Malone song. And when I was doing my, like, in my head, my math, I remember God's Plan was huge when I was working the Damian Lillard camps over the summer, which would have been my sophomore year of college. So I put 2018 originally, but everything else is taken. So I guess I'm going to have to do 2020.
Okay. Man, some bitter contestants this round. Yeah, everybody
because
thinks
this game
they
is
know.
So flawed. They like, know. You need to go over the rules again.
It's not flawed. It's perfect in every way, and everybody loves it. Okay, so you got Lucid Dreams in there. You got that Succession, season one. Drake, God's Plan. The movie that y'all missed was Ready Player One. Ready Player One. Great movie, by the way. And Post Malone, Better Now. And the winner is John Jay with 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Uh-huh.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, man.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas for a station.
Oh, man, that's the bell when you win.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I...
Oh, Patrice, you can have my tickets, but we're just playing for fun today, but you never know. All right, Patrice, thanks a lot for enjoying our show and being on the air with us. You're a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Broadcasting live across the world right now. This is the John Jay and Rich radio program.